everyone, welcome to the podcast. You are now listening to The Beam, where ideas begin to form and talks of the future happen. You wouldn't want to miss a single episode. So in this podcast episode, I will be talking about becoming self-aware about how to brand yourself within a climate where everyone is branding and marketing on the internet. So what I mean by this is that in an environment where everyone's putting out content over and over, and you're getting like different YouTube channels, Instagram, Twitter channels, where everyone is like sending out their content in very different formats and ways, you have to become self-aware about your personality, about yourself, so that you can push that through the zeitgeist of the whole internet situation, so that the people you attract can see you on the internet, and you can grow your following. So it took me a while to become like self-aware about like myself so that I know how to brand myself on the internet. Well, not completely self-aware, but knowing various projects that I work on and how they pertain to me and how can they be on an like internet platform in a way that people understand, okay, that's a part of my personality and part of my brand. So essentially, the way I did this is by using existing methods such as Canva, Keynote, to like design around my personal name and around my like personal traits. So where I did this is I changed around the whole like name of my Instagram, whole name on my Twitter, everything on Facebook. Essentially, I reflected everything over on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, so that they're all pretty much the same. So if you're going to each different format, it works on each social media platform differently, but I engage with them differently. So the content is different for each platform. I engage with them differently, but the artwork is the same on all of them, or just similar. So after you overcome this first step, once you become self-aware about how you believe that you can brand yourself on a social media platform, you have to start focusing on your audience. So what is the end goal that you're trying to accomplish when you're focusing on your audience and whether you're trying to monetize or sell a product or do something in that format or just be internet famous? So from a YouTube videos and content and stuff that I've been consuming, what really matters is when you're starting out on the internet social media platform is your profile, number one. Your second would be your thumbnails. Number three would be your YouTube keyword strategy. And fourth would be engaging within your community. Keywords, tags, and SEO all matter. So if it doesn't even really matter if you're just starting out, you just have to know how can you like go through all of the noise that you're hearing in the internet. After you listen to everything that's happening, how do you become reflective of yourself so that other people can know you? So what I call it is listening to the waves. So when there's like celebrities or people with high following counts, over a million followers on like Instagram, Twitter, social media, and you're watching their actions and you're figuring out how can I do something like that on a small scale so that thousands of people can witness it and stuff like that. So the third step is the vision. And I believe the vision instills passion when you're working on your various projects so that you can work, and then still achieve what you're trying to achieve. The fourth, I would say, is content matters. If you're not spewing out good content, then no one's going to really engage with what you're trying to do and accomplish. I would say my number one social media platform that I engage on is Twitter because of like the sheer amount of noise that's on that platform and the amount of like engagement that you can get if you speak the right way to like the people you are targeting. The fifth, I would say I want to provide you all with a bunch of helpful people to like listen to and engage with from like the filters of the internet, the screens and all those things. Jade Dharma Wangsa, which is a YouTuber who has over 100,000 subscribers. Gary Vaynerchuk, over a million subscribers on YouTube. He engages social media. He just released Crushing It, which I am reading. It's a very helpful book. The Young Filmmaker and Hustle Gurus. Hustle Gurus is based out of the Chicagoland area, and they go around recording startups and the progress they are making and really trying to pick out that community of people who are like starting out creating projects and want to cause change in the world. So that is really all. I just wanted to give y'all a strong listen for today, so that you can like get inspired to actually start putting out stuff on the internet and riding the waves. So thanks for listening to The Beam, where ideas begin to form and talks of the future happen. You wouldn't want to miss an episode.